Those experiencing homelessness in Canada have their lives put on the line every winter as they brave the elements in tents and makeshift shelters. The Coldest Night of the Year, CNOY, is a fundraiser that aims to help local organizations provide for the homeless and give people a glimpse of what it's like to live rough in the cold. The event will take place on February 24 with a goal of raising $50,000. The organizer of the walk in Cambridge, Urban Hope, is a local group that helps support those experiencing homelessness in the city by providing hot meals, showers, and other necessities. Participants get ready to leave from Urban Hope on Elgin Street for their walk. Supplied photo. Events like these are very important for us and the community, said Louise Vyshinsky with Urban Hope. For a brief moment on the walk, we can understand what it's like in the cold. Vyshinsky notes that unlike this walk, those who live outside do not get to go back to a warm house with dry shoes and sleep in a bed. This is why Urban Hope has been sponsoring this event for the past 10 years, to help those in the community. If you think about it, it's all in our name, Urban Hope. We want to be the hope at the end of the tunnel for these individuals, that there is someone looking out for them and it will get better, she said. Urban Hope is a program at the Cambridge Vineyard Christian Fellowship, near Soper Park, with most of their funding coming from this walk. CNOY allows members of the community to raise money and create a team to participate in the walk. Many businesses also join in, using this as a team-building experience, added Vyshinsky. Participants can choose a 2 km or 5 km route. Over 200 communities all over Canada and the United States will be participating in the walk, with the focus of raising funds for charities that assist those experiencing hurt, hunger, and homelessness. Urban Hope has been able to extend their hours of operation from 4 days to 6 days a week for at least 3 hours. Vyshinsky is hoping that with support from the community and events like these, then can one day run a 24-hour service to help those in need. Last year the Cambridge Walk raised over $53,000. Registration and participation in the walk is free, and those looking to create a team and help raise money can click here for more information. We're just really grateful for the community and all the local businesses who keep on supporting us and allowing us to do this important work, said Vyshinsky.